This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. We are continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Meseches Kesubais, Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, Ilu Naro Sheish Lam Knas. The following young women have Knas, meaning even a woman who is Aser to him through Chai Ve'Lavin, namely a Mamzeres, a Nesina, or a Kusis. Furthermore, the Mishnah said, even if somebody lives with a woman who is a Chai Ve'Krisus to him, also there is a Knas. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second. But the Pasuk that says that you need to pay a knas to the woman, that pasuk is going on. That pasuk says v'loy siya le'isha, that you have to marry her, which seems to indicate that the requirement, the condition to pay a knas is if you're able to marry the woman. If you're not able to marry the woman, then one would think you're pater from knas. The Gemara asks, va'amai. The Gemara asks, excuse me, top line, v'hani b'nei knas aninu. Are these liable to knas? Va'amai. Why? Ikri kan, shouldn't we read the pasuk, v'loy si al isha, to him, she will be a wife. Isha haruila, she has to be a wife that is fitting to him. V'loy si al isha means that she has to be fitting to be a wife. Amar Reish Lakish, so Reish Lakish said, nara, nara, hanara. The pasuk says, v'nasan ha'ish ha'shoichev ima, la'avi hana'ara, chamishim kasef, v'loy siya le'isha, tachas asher ina, lo yuchal l'shacha kol yamav. Meaning, the pasuk says the word na'ara, basically the pasuk says it three times. How so? The pasuk says, if a person will find a na'ara, it says, ki matze ish na'ara besula, so that's the first na'ara. Then it says, afterwards, v'nasan ha'ish ha'shechiv ima la'avi ha'na'ara. It should say, la'aviha. What do you mean, la'avi ha'na'ara? So we have three references to the word na'ara. Chad l'gufe, one for the concept itself, namely that if you rape a woman, you have to pay 50 shekel. V'chad la'asuye chai ve'lavin. The second mention of na'ara, of an asan la'aviha na'ara, is to teach that even if this na'ara is chai ve'lavin, you have to pay a knas. V'chad la'asuye chai ve'krisos, and one to include chai ve'krisos. One to include chai ve'krisos. One to include chai ve'lavin. One to one legufe, one to include chai ve'lavin, and one to include chai ve'krisos. That is the approach of Reish Lakish. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, besula, besulais, habesulais. The pasuk says by mefate, it says, ki yimotze ish na'ara, excuse me, it says, v'chi yifate ish besula, asher lo yairasa, v'shachav ima, mahar yimharenu loy le'isha. Okay, so Rashi says, it says by mefata, v'chi yifate ish besula. And afterwards it says, kesef yishkol kemoyar habesulais. It could have said, kesef yishkol kemoyar. It could have said kesef yishkal kemayar. The word habesulais is extra. So we have, it already says, ki yimatze ish na'ara v'chiyifate ish besula. Why does it say, why does it have to say kemayar habesulais? It could just say kemayar. So therefore we have three references to besula. One legufe, chad legufe, one for the din of mefate itself. V'chad la'asuye chai ve'lavin. One to include chai ve'lavin, v'chad la'asuye chai ve'krisus, and one to include chai ve'krisus. So we have Rav Papa. Rav Papa learns it from Besulais ha besulais. Rish Lakish learns it from Nara Nara ha Nara. Rav Papa, my time alarm with Rish Lakish. Why didn't Rav Papa learn like Rish Lakish? Says Gemara, Hahumi boile lechad Abaye. Nara Nara ha Nara, he needed for Abaye. The Amar Abaye. Ba aleha umesa. What's the halach if somebody rapes a woman and then she dies? Pater. You're pater from giving the father the 50 shkolim. Shenemar v'nasan la'avi hanara. You give the father the nara la'avi hanara v'la'avi amesa. So therefore, Rav Papa didn't learn like Rish Lakish because for him, nara is not extra because I need another mention of nara to tell me you give la'avi hanara v'loi la'avi hamesa. Okay, now that still doesn't explain. You still have an extra nara freed up. This only really answers one of the nara words. But Rav Papa holds that one of the naros has to teach me lavi anara v'loi lavi hamesa. For Rish Lakish, my time alone, Rav Papa. Why didn't Rish Lakish learn Rav Papa, like Rav Papa? Besula besulais ha besulais. Hahumi boile l'gzera shava. That word, extra word, is needed for Gzeira Shava, the Tanya. Kesef Yishgal Kamayar HaBesulais. Kesef should be weighed out like the dowry of Besulais. Sheyezeh Kamayar HaBesulais. That this should be like the dowry of Besulais, namely the 50 of the Mayar Besulais, this should be 50. It says by Oines 50. So this Mefater should be 50 Kamayar HaBesulais. Mefater should have the din of Oines, where it says the word Besula, that the amount. You see, the Torah says that when somebody rapes a woman, you pay 50, but it doesn't say how much you pay by Mefater. So we make a Gzeira Shava, it says Besula by Oines, and it says Besula by Mefate. So therefore we extend and we say that you pay 50 shekel by Mefate as well. And Moyer HaBesula is Kazah. And by Oines it says you pay 50, but it doesn't say the type of coin. By Mefate it says Yishkol Shkolim. So if Mefate is Shkolim, we learn out to Oines that Oines is also Shkolim. So that's why Rish Lakish didn't learn like Rav Papa, because we needed it for Gzeira Shava. Says the Gemara, well, wait a second. Rish Lakish nami b'lechad Abaye. How could Rish Lakish learn from Nara Nara Hanara? Doesn't he need the drasha of Abaye? La'avi Hanara v'loi la'avi Hamesa. Rav Papa nami limi b'lechad Gzeira Shava. How could Rav Papa learn from Besulais HaBesulais? Doesn't he need it for Gzeira Shava? Ella Shita Kroik Siva. So what comes out, what emerges, is there are really six psukim. There's Nara, Nara Hanaara, and there's Besula, Besulais, HaBesulais. Trela Gufayo. One Nara and one Besula is needed for the din of Oines and Mefate. V'chad L'chad Abaye. One Nara is needed for Abaye's din of V'nasan la'avi anara v'loi la'avi hamesa. V'chad l'gzer shava. One besula is needed for the gzer shava. So we're left with two psukim. Yachri le'tray. We're left with two psukim. And therefore, Reish Lakish and Rav Papa agree. Chad l'chayve lavin v'chad l'chayve krisos. One la'asuye chayve lavin. One to include chayve lavin v'chad la'asuye chayve krisos. So this is explaining the Tana of our Mishnah, that you give a knas to Chai Ve'lavin and to Chai Ve'krisus. Chai Ve'lavin like Nesinu Mamzer, Chai Ve'krisus like a relative. Says the Gemara, but this is not unanimously held, meaning that our Mishnah that holds you give a knas to Chai Ve'lavin and Chai Ve'krisus, not everybody agrees to that, that you give a knas to Chai Ve'lavin and Chai Ve'krisus. Ula afuke mei hai Tana. This excludes the view of the following Tana that we're going to see. Two Tanoim, one holds even Chai Ve'lavin don't get a knas, and another Tana is going to hold even Chai Ve'krisus don't get a knas. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, V'loi Siya Le'isha. To him, The pasuk says, to him she should be as a wife. Shimon hatimni oimer, isha sheyesh bahavaya. Shimon hatimni said that only a woman who you could effectuate marriage to, that kedushin is toifes, meaning not chayve krisis. We know chayve krisis, kedushin is not toifes. Chayve lavin, you're not allowed to marry in the first place, but kedushin is toifes. Rav Shimon Manasseh oimer, isha haru'uya lakayma. Not only a woman that you could effectuate kedushin to, but even a woman, it has to be a woman that you're allowed to stay with. There's no prohibition at all. Says Gemara, my benayu, what's the difference between them? Between whether you darshan isha sheyesh bahavaya or isha haru'uya lakayma. What's the difference between them? Amar Rabzera said, mamzeres unasina ika benayu. The difference is a mamzeres and a nasina, which are chayve lavin. Lamanda amar yesh bahavaya, according to the opinion that you only pay a knas if you could effectuate a kedushin, hainami yesh bahavaya, mamzeres and nasina. You're not allowed to marry them, but if you did, it's effective. Lamanda amar ruya lakayma, according to the opinion that it has to be a woman that you're allowed to stay with. 1 minute, because the batteries are going. According to the opinion that it has to be a woman that you're allowed to stay with, Lamanda Amar Ru'uya Lakaima, Ha Ina Ru'uya Lakaima, Chayve Lavin are not Ru'uya Lakaima. So, in other words, Veloy Siya La'isha could be spun two ways. A woman who that you could effectuate marriage with, Chayve Lavin you could effectuate marriage with. Or it could be spun a woman that you're allowed to stay married to, Chayve Lavin, you're not allowed to stay married to her. So, Shimon HaTimni says that only a woman that who you could effectuate marriage, that would include Chayve Lavin. Shimon Ben Manasseh says, no, it would exclude Chayve Lavin because she's not Ruya Lakaima. So the Gemara asks, well, what about according to Rabbi Akiva, who says Kedushin is not Toifes to Chayve Lavin? There's no difference between Shimon HaTimni says a woman that has Kedushin. So you say, well, Chayve Lavin, Kedushin is Toifes. But according to Shimon Ben Manasseh, Isha Ruya Lakaima, you can't stay with Chayve Lavin. But actually, according to Rabbi Akiva, Kedushin is not Toifes to Chayve Lavin. So Shimon HaTimni would not say Chayve Lavin is an example of somebody who has Havaya. So according to Rabbi Akiva, who says Kedushin is not Toifes to Chayve Lavin, my benayah, what's the nafgamina between Shimon HaTimni and Shimon Ben Manasseh? So Rashi asks, what do you mean? Good for Rabbi Akiva, but Shimon HaTimni doesn't hold a Rabbi Akiva. We know that he holds that a woman who is Chayve Lavin, you could effectuate Kedushin to. So it's very nice. Oh, according to Rabbi Akiva, what's the nafgamina? What does that mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, what's the nafgamina? Shimon HaTimni doesn't hold of Rabbi Akiva. So the Rashi points out, yeah, but the question is why Rav Shimon Ben Manasseh may hold of Rabbi Akiva. If he holds of Rabbi Akiva, why would he have to interpret it as only a woman that you're allowed to keep pay knas, which would seem to exclude Chayve Lavin, even if he would interpret it as Isha Sheyesh Bahavaya, it would also exclude Chayve Lavin, because you can't make Havaya to Chayve Lavin, according to Rabbi Akiva. So the question is, why would Shimon Ben Manasseh have to argue on Shimon HaTimni and interpret it as a woman that's Roi Lakaima to exclude Chayve Lavin? He could have agreed to Shimon HaTimni's interpretation that only a woman who could effectuate Kedushin, but according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't effectuate Kedushin to Chayve Lavin. So Gemara says, actually, there is a situation of Chayve Lavin that you could effectuate kedushin according to Rabbi Kiva. My benayu, what's an afkamina? Ika benayu almana l'kohen gadol. An almana to a kohen gadol, even though it's chayv elavin, kedushin is typhus, and that's a gzeres hakosov, because the Torah says don't. A kohen gadol should not marry an almana and defile his children. That implies if you marry, there's going to be defilement, but the kedushin is chal. Rabbi Simai, like Rabbi Simai taught, the Tanya Rabbi Simai Oimer, min hakolos Rabbi Kiva mamzerim. Rabbi Kiva made mamzerim out of all chayve lavin, chutz me almana le kohen gadol. Shahri amra Torah, because the Torah says lo yikach, don't take. V'lo yichalal, and don't defile. Chilulin hu aisa. If you take her, you're defiling the children. But ve'eino aisa mamzerim, you're not making the children mamzerim. So according to the nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva, between Shimon HaTimni and Shimon ben Manasseh, the nafkamina between whether you're allowed to stay with this woman or whether kedushin is toifes would be amana l'kayin gadol. If it's that, like Shimon HaTimni said, a woman who you could effectuate have kedushin to, you could effectuate kedushin amana kohen gadol. If it's a woman that you're allowed to stay with, you can stay with amana kohen gadol. However, the Gemara asks, not everybody agrees to Rabbi Simai. Some hold that Rabbi Akiva holds, even amana kohen gadol, you cannot effectuate kedushin to. Rabbi Yeshevav, according to Rabbi Yeshevav, the Amar, Boyu v'nitzayach al Akiva ben Yosef, come, let us prevail over Akiva ben Yosef. Let's argue with him. Because Akiva ben Yosef is marbes so many mamzerim in Klal Yisrael. Because Akiva ben Yosef maintained Shehoya Omer, he would say, Kol she'in loy bia b'Yisrael. Anyone who does not effectuate, anyone who does not, who you're not allowed to have relations with in Israel, Havlad mamzer, the Vlad is mamzer, my benayu, what is the difference between them? Meaning, according to Rabbi Yeshevav, Rabbi Kiva holds all Chayve Lavin are a Kedushin busters. You can't be Tovus Kedushin to any Chayve Lavin. In that case, we're back to the original question, why would Shimon ben Manasseh have to interpret it as any woman who you're not allowed to stay with, you're Pater from Knas, even if he interpreted any woman who you're not, who you cannot effectuate kedushin with, there would be no knas, and that would include all chayve lavin, even amana l'kohen gadol. So we want to know what's the nafgamina between Shimon ben Manasseh and Shimon HaTimni according to Rabbi Yeshevav's view in Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you for joining us tonight. Maybe it might make sense to do one on Thursday night, to do Lamed, Amud Aleph, and maybe Sunday, Monday, Lamed, Amud Beis, Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, and then we'll get together one day, Chol HaMoed. I think it's kedai to get ahead one page, so the week of Pesach, let's see how the week plays out, but keep it, you know, that's a possibility we do one Thursday night, okay? Or if not, or Matzah Shabbat, let's think about it, okay? Have a good night. Thanks for joining. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.